The plastics maker is headquartered in Evansville, but Winicky tells WNIN he's not taking anything for granted. The city has offered the company about $4.2 million in tax breaks, including 5 years of property tax abatement and up to $100,000 of casino tax revenue to go toward training new employees who are Evansville residents. Winicky said the city is competing with at least one other location.
If they want to consider a $70 million addition, we want to do everything we can to compete for those jobs and for that investment.
Berry says the expansion would add 150 jobs over the next 3 years. Winicky said the city's incentive package is responsible.
If we don't offer incentives, we're not even going to be in the discussion. But the key for us is to offer a responsible incentive package, and we feel what we put on the table is just that.
The city council preliminarily approved the incentives this week. The council is expected to confirm the tax package at its next meeting. The expansion would add 4 thermoforming lines with 7 new printers for the production of drink cups and lids. The average wage for the new jobs is more than $21 an hour. For WNIN News, I'm John Gibson.